Join me in pledging allegiance to our great country. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll, please?
Roll call, Director Mesqua.
Present.
Director Bilodeau,
Present.
Director Green, Director Jung,
Present.
Director Meeks,
Present.
Director Nguyen, Director Sheldon, Director Sheldon, Director Tran, Director Wiegand, Director Yeo, Director Sheldon.
Here.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Great. Our next order of business is the Employee of the Quarter Award, and I will turn it over to Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. And Ryan Boulay, Lieutenant's immediate supervisor, will kick it off here.
John, members of the board. I would like to introduce Lo Tan, principal engineer, for those of you who have not met him before. He was recently recognized as OCWD's Employee of the Quarter, second quarter of 2025. And that was mostly due in part to his role in preparing the $30 million grant for PFAS treatment, and that was the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation Water Smart Title 16 Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation, or WIN Act. A lot of words. this was actually the award that LOTAN helped OCWD to receive was the largest award given for that. It was $30 million. It was the highest rated application among 18 applicants. And it was a very strong competitive evaluation. So completing this successful grant proposal required Lo to use all 36 years of his experience in.
I'm sorry, I'm getting notes that they can't hear you. I don't know if the microphone.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, buddy.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. So as I was saying, this required Lo to tap his 36 years of experience here with OCWD, working on groundwater and imported water supply projects. Lo spent 5 months assembling this grant proposal, putting together all of the forms, appendices, all of the information. He coordinated efforts with multiple OCWD departments, including Zach Henderson in our GIS department, Crystal in our public affairs, thank you, Crystal, and Alicia in our legislative affairs, thank you, Alicia. So that group effort and Lowe's leadership ultimately
allowed us to receive that $30 million grant. So, and again, I just want to clarify, that's $30 million to us. It's a total $120 million spent, so we will receive $30 million. So today, Lowe's efforts have actually resulted in close to $450 million worth of low-interest loans that we've used to build projects like GWRS and PFAS treatments. He also has worked on $200 million worth of grants for projects all over OCWD. But Lowe is not done yet. He's constantly looking for new grant opportunities because those are free money to OCWD. So he's on the trail. We appreciate that. So I just want to say I've worked with Lo for over 10 years since I started here, and I've come to appreciate and I'm really impressed with his tenacious support for OCWD and funding these projects. So with that, I'd like to invite the board of directors to join me in thanking Lo for all of his efforts and congratulate him on being chosen as the second quarter employee of the year, quarter.
Yes, great.
Thank you. Ryan made an excellent introduction. The only thing I want to say to the board is that I always like OCWD's chances when we compete for PFAS grants and recycle grants with water districts, not just in California, but throughout the Southwest. And the $30 million was a national competition. We were competing with probably hundreds of water districts from Texas all the way to the state of Washington. I'm glad we're able to receive the topic work. Thank you.
Thank you. Here's some great efforts, and I know every ratepayer has been touched by your work in Orange County, so thank you so much. I know I have sleepless nights over PFAS. Your efforts that make it a little easier, so thank you so much.
Yeah,
let's have a picture.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right, we'll do two here. One, two, three. And one, two, three.
Okay, Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Great. Now's the time for visitor participation. If anyone would like to address the Board of Directors on items within our subject jurisdiction, I have no speaker cards here in the chamber. Anybody online like to address us this time? Great. That will bring us to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 26. It'll be passed by one motion without a separate discussion unless a board member or district staff asks for something to be pulled. What is the pleasure of the board?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Just give me one moment, please. Okay. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Roll call, Director Mesqua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Jung? Director Jung?
Aye.
Thank you. Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with 7 yes votes, with Directors Green, Nguyen, and Tran absent.
Great. Thank you. That brings us to item number 27, which is the SAPA update. Director Jung and I participated, and actually we had Mayor Amesqua that was actually viewing the meeting as well. I'd say the most significant thing we did is we issued a contract to our law firm that represents SAPA. We had a competition, interviewed 3 law firms, and we decided to stick with the incumbent firm. That was the most significant thing that took place. That brings us to item number 28, which is the water resources summary.
Mr. President, I would like to highlight a couple of things in the water resources report. These are the preliminary numbers for fiscal year 24-25. And I just want to mention a few items. Regarding the basin's accumulated overdraft this past year, it was a dry year. Rainfall was about half of normal. So you would expect the basin to be overdrafted a little bit. And that's what the numbers are showing here. On the first page, under the basin balance section, you can see the overdraft, the accumulated overdraft went from 133,000 acre feet to 170,000 acre feet. So we did overdraft the groundwater basin by about 37,000 acre feet last year. And that's what you would expect with a dry year. But the basin in general is still in great shape. We're kind of right in that sweet spot where we like the overdraft to be. So I'm all good there. On the first page, I'm looking at line four, and these are preliminary numbers, but we have unofficially set a new record for the groundwater replenishment system. If you look at line four, the plant created or produced 113,152 acre feet of water last year. That is a new record for the groundwater replenishment system. And then next year, Mayho is shooting for even a much higher number. But just wanted to recognize that. On page two of the report at the bottom, I wanted to show how last year we had budgeted for pumping to be 292,000 acre feet. Groundwater pumping actually came in around 302,000 acre feet. That was an additional 10,000 acre feet of pumping, which means our revenues were about $7 million higher than budgeting. So Randy has a smile on his face with revenues being higher than what was in the budget. And that's something he'll talk about later here in the fall when he highlights the financial report for the year. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is on page four, where we set another record. And page four shows each of the producers. And the second column from the right shows what the BPP was for each producer. The basin production percentage was 85% last year. And some producers pump more, some pump less. But as a whole, the cumulative pumping for all of the groundwater producers was 84.5%. That number is in the bottom right of that page. That is the highest actual BPP we've ever had for the producers at 84.5%. So that was very good to see. That's a new record for all of us. And that's a reflection of the water district making more and more groundwater available. And then also it accounts for total water demands being less in general. From producers being more efficient in the conservation programs. But anyway, so two records there, and I just wanted to highlight that for the board.
That's fantastic, John. Are there any questions on the board for John?
Just in that one section there on page four, so like Tustin, we put that online, so that will go up probably from 63.7 probably, so we'll
exactly
increase even more next year too.
Yes. Yeah, if everything was running as expected, I would estimate the actual BPP would be closer to 89%.
Nice. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
If all the producers had all their PFAS wells with treatment systems up and running, yeah.
Fantastic. Mr. Yeo.
Yeah, thank you, President Bilodeau. I'm still trying to figure out how to ask questions, but how to raise my hand here. Yeah, John, same thing on the page. I noticed that there are some producers with much lower number where they're attributed to shutting down the wells because of PFAS.
Yes, pretty much all of them that are below the BPP are because of PFAS. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fullerton, Golden State, Serrano, Tustin. Yeah. Yeah. And or, yeah.
Okay, seeing no further questions, we'll move to the committee reports. And first up would be Director Sheldon with the Property Management Committee. Director Sheldon, would you like to address us at this time? Well, I see Director Meeks was also at the meeting. Maybe she would like to say something.
The information is in the package. There was a few things added to the consent calendar that we've approved.
Great. The Water Issues Committee was Chair Green. Okay.
Yeah, second to last page in the agenda, there's the information.
Great. And lastly, we have Admin Finance, which was Chairman Yeo.
Yes, the information is contained in tonight's packet. Thank you.
Great. We see that. Are there any reports on committees, conferences, or meetings attended at district expense? Anybody would like to disclose? Hearing none. Verbal reports, president's report. We had another favorable article that came out today. I think I got a Google alert on my name. I always get nervous when I get those because it could be good or bad. This was a good one. So that was good to see. Gina's doing a great job in projecting us. The general manager's report.
Nothing to report.
Are there any director's reports? How about general counsel report?
I do indeed have a report, Mr. President. We have four closed sessions this evening. The first three are for conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9. In the cases of OCWD versus Savick et al., South Basin, OCWD versus San Minas, South Basin, and OCWD versus 3M et al. And then we also have a closed session with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6 with our designated representative, Ms. Dozier, and the employee organization, the Orange County Employee Association. With that, recommend recess to closed session.
We will recess.
We are back in open session.
I
can handle it. Yeah, we returned from closed session for the four closed session items on the agenda, and there are no reportable items from the same.
Great. The meeting is adjourned.